Two issues in the Rambam. One of them is why the Rambam arrived at the conclusion that it's a din d'oraisa b'chol yom. And for that, we saw the Kiryas Sefer. And the Kiryas Sefer is very compelling to me. That it's about the tzorchei kol yom v'yom. After all, the Rambam is very focused on the idea of bakashos. The Rambam thinks that the only d'oraisa is bakasha and nochach hamikdash. And so it makes a lot of sense to say v'avatam yis Hashem Elokeichem, which is the makor for the Rambam. We just don't know what v'avatam means. So that, yeah, the Gemara in Taina says, oh, yeah, v'odah shebelev, v'yomer zot tefillah. So v'avatam yis Hashem Elokeichem, the seif of the kra, v'zuverach eslach mechaves v'mechas. So that made a lot of sense. In terms of the second issue, that is a much more complicated problem. Why the Rambam says once you had a fixed text, which he explains why you needed a fixed text because of the galus and the churban. So why the Rambam says you went from there to the fixed times and the fixed minyane hatfila. How many times you have to daven that he doesn't explain, and that we'll have to leave as a question for now. Because I believe this is part of a much bigger story for the Rambam, and we'll get to that, Amir Tashem, in the next sugya that we'll take a look at next week in terms of Avos Tiknum and Can I Get Tamidim Tiknum. I think that there's something of a piece of the Rambam that we haven't fully developed or explored yet. He's not showing all his cards right off the bat. What I did want to try to demonstrate before returning to the tshuva of Moshe, which I think is a very nice thing to do, if I could use the expression, era of Thanksgiving. I had it on the curriculum anyway, but I think it's a very nice thing to do, is to take a certain position vis-a-vis a comment that the Rav made that I've never fully identified with, and again, B'yiras HaKavod. So many people here are aware, either they heard it from him directly or, you know, Shirim Zeicha Abamari, or I've heard, over the years, that the Rav was wont to say, it was actually written up in the Sefer that was published, his manuscripts of called Avodah Shebalev, Worship of the Heart, which again, that was unique in the amongst the posthumous work because he wrote it all out longhand, that the Rav maintained that the Rambam was basically Moda to the Ramban, that tefillah is only a d'oraisa be'es tzara, as I've already gotten my soapbox about the Ramban, that the Ramban really only says that b'tara safek, but fine. But it's just the Rambam felt that every day kind of brings its own crisis. It does a day, you know, obviously we're living in an es tzara writ large right now, and, you know, we can debate, walk into the room and there everybody's debating is, you know, do they do the right thing, do they not do the right thing? But every day, the truth of the matter is, every day brings challenges and troubles of a different nature, and that not a day goes by where a person, doesn't confront certain things, if not with them, then with their children, not with their children, with their grandchildren, with their spouse, with the neighbor. There's always something going on, and that was the idea that the Rav wanted to say, that the Rambam thinks that the idea of Tzvila D'Araisa, or Tzvila Rachamin, and it was the idea that not a day goes by where there aren't, real challenges that require a response of tefillah. So even though I think we can all identify on some level with that, life is complicated. 5 a.m. or something this morning, one of my best friends, is also one of the officers at the shul, told me he has to, this is the busiest travel day of the year, but he wasn't expecting to go anywhere, but he has to fly down to Florida. He's an elderly mother, who fell and broke her hip, and, it's a serious situation, and you're just reminded, I was going to give this year today. You don't get past 5 a.m. without hearing about something serious that's going on for somebody, very close by. So that's an idea that I think is a very powerful idea, but I'm almost as certain as I possibly can be that it's not correct for the Rambam. The Rambam never said anything about Tfila D'Araisa B'chol Yom being rooted in the notion of Eis Tzara. I think, like the Kiryas Sefer says, it's really a din in the tzarachei kol yom. There are tzarachim. But what makes me very confident about rejecting this approach of the Rav is the idea that the Rambam has a separate mitzvah of tefillah be'es tzara. That constitutes a separate mitzvah. So if you take a look here, I'm going to just try to go through this quickly. The Rambam says in the Koseres of Hilchos Taniyos, this is the 17th source. Hopefully everybody has it. People have it? Okay. Alan, this is the 17th source? Okay, good. So, Hilchos Taniyos, Mitzvos Aseyachas, Hilas Anos, Lizok with Hashem be'es kol tzara gedola shetava la tzibur. So when there's a tzara, later on in the halachos, the Rambam says it applies to a yachid as well. There's a din d'oraisa of zi'aka. Interestingly, I didn't hear this live, but there's a great, they uploaded a tape. So I was able many years ago, to about 15 or 20 years ago, to hear the Rav in his own voice. Such a beautiful shir that he gave on just this line, being mechalik between the word tzi'aka and zi'aka. That, you know, va'izak zi'aka gidolal mara, zi'aka is specifically be'ez tzara. And it works out very nicely in the Tanakh as well. So the Rambam says that's a separate mitzvah. Like you have this in the Sefer Mitzvahs also. He should tivanu liskov bechatzorsos b'mikdashim akravas karbon v'karbonei amavados v'hu amaro yisalav yom simchaschem v'odeichem. So kvar isbar mishotem mitzvot besifrei rashana v'tainis v'chein anachnu mitzvot mitkov bechatzorsos b'itos atzorach v'atzaros kishanizak lefnei Hashem yisala v'hu amaro v'chisavu melcham v'artacham al atzara tzoreschem. So it's mefurish in the Rambam that be'ez tzara there's a separate mitzvah daraisa. So there's a mitzvah daraisa tefila b'chol yom, that's mitzvah hey. 54 mitzvahs later, the Rambam gets the idea of tefila be'ez tzara being a separate din daraisa. So, you know, b'mechilas kvod taraso, I would say to the Rav that it can't possibly be that it's the same. One of them is a mitzvah every single day. The other one is a separate mitzvah be'ez tzara. If it were a mitzvah to daven every day, because every day is an ez tzara, so how do you have a mitzvah nun tes? You can't have both. And the Rambam says so even more explicitly in Hilchos Taniyot. So let me, it's a beautiful passage in the Rambam. What's that? Yeah, Jackie, go ahead.
I said the Rav would probably cut you to smithereens if you would attend.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. But, you know, I would, I'm not afraid. Let me just read the Rambam in Hilchos Taniyos, and then we'll take all the questions. This is the most explicit version of the Rambam. Mitzvah saseh min haTorah lizok ularia bechatzotros al kol tzara shetavol al tzibor shenamar al atzar tzara eschem v'ariosem bechatzotros kolomar kol davar sheyatzer lachem kigon batzoros v'dever arba v'chayotze b'hen zaaku aleihen v'ariu v'davar zamidarchei atshuva hu shebizman shetavot tzara v'yizakola. Notice how consistent the Rambam is about zaaka. V'yariu yedu akol shebigal maseim arayim hura lehen kakasu v'avonosichim hitu v'zehu sheyigru olam lahasir atzar me'aleihem avalim lo yizaku v'lo yariu alo yom redavar zeminaga olam irolanu v'tzar zo nikro nikreis harezo derech achzarius v'goram islam lidavik v'maseim arabim v'tosiv atzar atzar usacherus v'shekasu v'tora v'alachti mi b'keri if you don't take responsibility v'alachti gamani imachem v'chamas keri kilomer k'shavi aleichem tzara k'deisha tashuvim toru shikeri. So the Rambam says explicitly you have to take responsibility, and a big part of that is this tefillah, is this za'aka, you know, mimamakim. It's a mitzvah daraisa. It's only a din d'rabbanan, it's a divrei sofrim to fast. The Denver says in the Torah you have to fast, but to enhance the za'akos, right, it's a little strange. A person, you know, goes to Noah's Ark and then starts a za'aka, it doesn't work very well. That's why before we had the rally, many of us observed the Yom Kippur Katan, because you know this. You want to create the proper environment, the proper ambiance, as it were, you know, in terms of a tainus to enhance the za'aka. You know, this is a special kind of an idea. I mean, it's one that's very sensible. So there's a separate mitzvah of tefila be'es tzara. The Rambam says it's true of the tzibur, and then later on in Perek Aleph, the Rambam says Hainu Hach, it was true of a yachid as well. That a yachid has a special obligation of lizok, you know, when it comes to an eis tzara. Now, of course, the din of chatzotros is limited to the tzibur. That day, you're not going to say, not every yachid gets to take out the chatzotros. The Magen Mishnah asks a question on the Rambam. It's very interesting that the Rambam codified this as a one mitzvah, the mitzvah of chatzotros. As a matter of fact, the smak, if memory serves correctly, the smak separates them out to two. One of them be'es tzara, the other b'yom simchaschem u'adeichem v'roshechat sheichem. So that's a separate topic. You know, why did the Rambam say that they should actually be integrated? Very fascinating idea. The Magen Avraham is makshe on the Rambam. He says, you know, I understand that, you know, you don't have korbanos anymore, so you're not going to be able to fill the part of b'yom simchaschem u'adeichem v'roshechat sheichem. But why not use, you know, chatzotros today? This is what the Magen Avraham says. So it's a very good question. I've tried to answer in the past on the basis of the Rambam that since he integrates them, you can't have one without the other. You can't have chatzotzeres ve'es sara without chatzotzeres and the korbanos, since b'zman shein beis hamikdash kayim, maybe you're not going to have that altogether. That would, in my view, answer the Magen Avraham's kasha. But either way, it's very, very clear that the Rambam held that there's a separate din of Zaka. So it's kind of a remarkable thing. And again, the way that this gets passed on, that the Ramban was the one who elevated Tefillah Be'ez Tzara from Derabbanan to Doraisa. So as we've spoken about now many times, the Ramban himself isn't sure about that point. the Ramban says, Ulai. We'll get to Rav Moshe in just a moment. But the Ramban is mistopic on whether that's true, like the Minchas Chinuch wrote, etc. It was really the Rambam who elevated Tefillah Be'ez Tzara. The Rambam says, yeah, I believe Tefillah is a din d'oraisa every day, but I'll tell you that Tefillah is a separate mitzvah d'oraisa Be'ez Tzara. So that was to the Rambam's credit. The Rambam was really the one who had V'chisavo Melchama Bi'artzacham. He was the one who charted the course here. And so the Rambam feels that there are two mitzvahs d'oraisa of Tefillah. One of them, B'chol Yom, the daily Tefillah. And it is true, right? Because every day has its own srachim. We do need to ask for Lachmacha, Mimecha, but in terms of crisis, let's keep in proportion over here. Not everything is a crisis. Not every day is a crisis. Every day has tzaras. Not every day is a crisis. So the Rambam says that tzara gedola, that's a separate mitzvah of tefillah. So that's what's happening here. So again, to be docha the Rav saying it's tefillah d'arais every day is a product of a crisis, that makes to me no sense. In light of the Rambam's stated position about there being a separate mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah be'ez tzara. A couple questions. Lenny, I think Herb was next, and then David. Yeah.
Can you show me where in the pasuk it says davening?
Vareyosem.
Vareyosem is...
Gemara says it's a trua be'peh and a trua be'kli. You cry out and you make a trua be'kli.
And that applies everywhere it says vareyosem?
It depends. The Gemara says that Vareyosem can either mean Bepeh or Bekli, and sometimes both. This is one of them where the Gemara says it means both. Herb.
If you're in Israel, even if there's no war going on, there's always that imminent potential for war, so it's always like a war status going there, no matter what.
But it's not... this is a very important point. I try to caution against this. Not healthy for people to be in crisis mode all the time. Nobody can really be in crisis mode all the time, and but potential crisis is not a crisis. There's a difference. The Gemara says that if a person walked around and knew how many shadim he's surrounded by, that people would never get out of bed in the morning. So it's every day there's a potential for something to go wrong, but you can't function that way. So there's a big difference between when there is a crisis and every day. I think, this is why people have to develop a little bit of a sense of stability. Obviously now nobody's denying it's Neis Tzara. In my view, it's a Melchames Mitzvah. But there's a difference between the potential for something to go wrong every single day and something actually going wrong, at a crisis level. I'm not saying anybody makes it through a day without something going wrong. You don't get the parking spot that you want, but I actually try very hard, not to dabble too much in crisis terminology. There's a shidduch crisis, and there's a tuition crisis, and there's a Israel crisis. And it's true, these are all challenges. But I actually try very hard in my own small way, and that's not making much of an impact. I appreciate it, I do try very hard to steer clear of the word crisis until there's actual crisis, because I don't want it's always good for ratings and for clicks to make a crisis, but I don't think it's the most responsible way of going. There are challenges, there are problems that have to be addressed, but a crisis is a very strong word to use. What's going on in Eretz Yisrael now is a crisis. That is a crisis. Yeah, David.
So it just seems to me this sentiment, this belief that the Rambam is putting out there, lines up very much with why so often we see after some tsara, tsunami or whatever, Gedolim are looking for a reason. Right? Gedolim are saying, what is this supposed to say about it? What are we supposed to do differently?
Right. So that's already from the Rambam. Absolutely paskins that way, and the Rambam says, the Rambam, I don't think, was being so original in that respect in terms of the fact that the Gemara says that any time a person or a community confronts Yisurin, Yefashvesh v'masav. Now, David's raising a critical issue, which is, what do we know about this topic? You know, what can we say? So the Gemara says in two separate places. One of them is a Gemara in Brachos. The other is a Gemara in Shabbos. A Gemara in Brachos Daf Hey, we're in Shabbos Nun Hey, where the Gemara says that not every time a person experiences a crisis is it because of a sin. The Gemara in Shabbos concludes, Yesh Avon below Misav, Yesh Yisurin below Avon. And likewise, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Hey says Yisurin Boin Al Adam, they could be Yisurin Shel Avon. And the Gemara has a checklist that you have to go through. A person has to be Mefashvei Shemasav, an individual has to be Mefashvei Shemasav, and scrutinize all of their actions and inactions. And once they've figured out that they haven't done any Averos, then they have to check into Bittul Torah, because it's possible that they could always get you on tax evasion. So the Gemara says it could be a Bittul Torah issue. And then once you've passed that checkpoint, as long as it's not causing you to reduce this Sarah is not causing you to reduce either your learning time or your davening time, it is theoretically possible, says the Gemara, that there's that this suffering is just Yisurin Shel Ava. Eis Asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach. So fortunately for me, this will never be an issue. I won't pass the first checkpoint, let alone the Bittul Torah issues. But there is when it comes to an individual, it is quite possible that Yisurin are totally unrelated to Avonos. What is interesting, though, is that we never find this. I once wrote a term paper on this subject. You never find this with respect to a tzibur. There is no Gemara that says at the level of a tzibur, there could be a tzara gedola without some kind of an explanation. Not the Gemara in Brachos, not the Gemara in Shabbos, and not even the Gemara in Kiddushin, that famous Gemara in Kiddushin in Daf Mem, where we have the statement to Rabbi Yaakov of Schar Mitzvah Vahayal Malacha, the grandson of Elisha ben Avuya. He's talking about this tragic case in the Gemara, right, where you have a kid who goes up the tree and he's Mechabit Av, and he's doing Shiluach HaKen, and where, Heichan Arichas Yamav Shalzeh. So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Yaakov is correct, that Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malacha. But that too is talking about a Yachid. What's very fascinating here is the Rambam seems to adopt that position as well. The Tzara Gedola that comes to Tzibor, it's got to be for some reason. Now, this is very, very important. Whether or not we have access to that reason, I think that's where a little bit of anivus comes in. So what happens is that everybody according to their stripe. So people, whatever their issue is. So people, if Zionism is responsible for all the world's problems, then it was Zionism. If anti-Zionism is responsible for all the world's problems, then it was the anti-Zionist's fault. If it's secularism, that's the problem. If it's not, whatever your issue is, that's where it gets a little bit suspicious, where people say, you see, Vadai, that this, that this tzara, is to promote my own talking points. So that's where I think we have to be very, Rav Lichtenstein used to like to say about this. I don't have the Ribono Shel Olam's phone number. So I wasn't able to call him, and find out why this is happening. But the point that the Rambam says is you don't have to come to exactly what the issue is, right? The important thing is to do, for whatever it is, we always have to... We have to improve. Last week I spoke about that I'm not, I have no special insight to it, but my personal view, which is worth that in 250, will get you on the subway. So my personal view was that this time has something to do with the machlokas and Klal Yisrael, that it was a terrible thing that we treated each other so badly, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminded us what a real enemy. I believe that, but can I prove that? Do I have any...
There's a machlokas about.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, can I... exactly. So can I prove that? No, this is my personal feeling, and I think why it's why Achdus is so important right now, and I have a very strong personal feeling about that, and I would like to see more done, to promote Achdus, and I've tried to take that point of view, but, I have to be honest. We all have to do better, and this is an area for me that should get special attention, but, other people will say it's because of Zionism or some other reason, and the important thing is that we shouldn't just say Nikro Nikres. That seems to be the sensitivity of the Rambam, is just to say, that it was for nothing. So I think we have to be very careful about saying it's for nothing. I also think we have to be very careful about not using it as a kardom lachborbo and reinforcing, whatever people's political, points are. Just one second, because a couple people were waiting online. Okay, Aaron, now I know it's you who's Tehillim. Before, all I saw was Tehillim, and I thought maybe David HaMelech was in attendance. I was very excited. But it's actually Aaron Rothstein, which is also very exciting. Aaron, go ahead.
No, I had to unmute myself. Thank you. If I could go back to the Rambam, I think you had stated last time that we can explain the content after Ezra, but the number of korbanos times were problematic. Correct?
Yeah. We haven't explained that issue yet. I'm just raising that as a question.
So I was going to ask whether we could suggest, once there was sort of a bilbul of tefillah, so then, you know, coming before the Rabbanu Shalom on a random occasional time, if we lost the ability to create the content, perhaps we needed a more formal setting. You don't go to the President of the United States at random times. I think I'll dial him up now. So I'm wondering whether that's what the Rambam was driving at, that we have been handicapped, and once we've been handicapped and don't have the skills, then we have to set up more strict times and places in terms of the minyan and the specific korbanos, and of course that's tefillah in place of the korbanos. So wondering if one could say that was in the
right. Okay, so I think there's a lot of merit to that, Aaron. I want to try to do more with it than that, because I think we'll both agree that even though I am, and for many years I sort of thought about it from that point of view, is that maybe just one implies the other. Maybe a more formal text just requires the two other elements, a formal time and, you know, a fixed number. But
you're breaking up a little.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah. So I have some sympathy for that, but I'm not 100% convinced, because we'll both agree that one doesn't imply the other, that you could give a person a formal text and say, whenever you happen to come, this is the text that you should use, you know. So one doesn't necessitate the other, and as such, I think we need to work a little bit harder than just that for the Rambam. But the direction is a direction I agree with, but I think there's more that needs to be said, and God willing, we'll get there. Go ahead. Oh, you're ready. Yes, so please, thank you.
We said there's a difference between challenge and tzar.
I said, yeah.
And we agree.
Right, okay.
And the Rambam also said that by perhaps dominating every day is midrash. But isn't that in a way he's contradicting? In other words, he doesn't believe that.
Who's he?
The Rambam. He doesn't believe that there's a daily challenge, which we all live with, and there's such thing as...
No, so that, I think that's exactly the Rambam says. There's a daily challenge. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah. But when there's a tzara, when there's a crisis, I'm using the Rambam as a way of saying we should differentiate. Every day brings its challenges. The mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. But it's not midin tzara. Midin tzara, that's what the Rav wanted to say. It's midin tzara. I don't think it's midin tzara. A tzara is something that happens, hopefully, with some, you know, infrequency. You know, that how many crises do we encounter? If we're really honest about it, you know, not everything is a crisis. Okay. And not everything should be a crisis. Not everything, you know, that's not the way that we're meant to relate to it. So I'm using the Rambam specifically as a way of being mechalik between Srachim and Eis Tzara. Okay. So, yeah, Freddie.
I just want to say, if you're dabbing by Eis Tzara, I think a little bit of what Carl was trying to say, are you being spent in the midst of Chol Yom at the same time?
Oh, that is a very good question. Okay, very good. So the answer to that is yes and no. Okay? That's a very good question. So before, there was a Dinder Abanan.
What's the question?
Oh, let me just repeat the question. Freddie was saying... But and any time when there really is a crisis, a legitimate crisis, and you daven, you have a za'aka as a response to this crisis, v'hari osem, did you also fulfill mitzvah hey, the mitzvah d'araisa of tefillah b'chol yom? It happens to be that today I'm davening for a crisis, because there's really a crisis. But maybe I can double dip. Maybe I can get through that, right? You know, the mitzvah d'araisa. That is really an excellent question. So I think that the answer is yes and no. Yes, at the d'oraisa level, because the Rambam's idea was that you have to daven every single day. And if the Kiryas Sefer is correct, which I think he is, it's because every day presents its needs. Today's need happens to be a gigantic need. It happens to be a tzara. So I think at the Doraisa level, that's true. But once you have, as we'll see, the Din Derabanan scaffolded onto the Doraisa, you know, with specific times, then I would say, no, maybe there was a fundamental change that took place. Okay, so that is a huge question. We're going to get into that in the next sugya. And a lot of that has to do with the question of Nashim that I keep on coming back to. Is that, do you really see the Derabanan as the continuation of a Doraisa? Or is it like Panim Chadashos Ba'ulachan? And yeah, women were obligated in the Doraisa, but the Derabanan is something else, and women really have no Shaychus to that, which is kind of the Magen Avraham's whole approach, that women don't really have to do these things, and the Derabanan is a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Graman, it's something else, and we can really look at them very differently. So that's a huge, it's an excellent question. Okay. All right, so let's take a look now at Rav Moshe. I want to apologize to everybody online. For copyright issues, there's no way of getting the Igros Moshe in full into the databases that I use. There are challenges, so I have to. That's why you have the original here. But I'm going to read this tshuva very slowly and carefully, so everybody can appreciate. If anybody didn't get, there are copies in the room, and I want to apologize. Again, it's Orechayim Chelak Beis Simen Chafei, and the subject of the tshuva here is Binyan Tefila LeBen Noach Im Yeshel Mitzvah, is davening a mitzvah for Bnei Noach, of Binyan Tefila BeEsara Chas V'Shalom. The tshuva goes back to 1963. And it's a really interesting thing to think about, especially if I could call it Erev Thanksgiving, this is probably the time of year, I know I can speak for myself, where we feel closest to general society. I don't feel particularly close to general society on January 1st. I actually, everybody has certain things from their mother, right? So one of the things my mother always told me was stay off the roads because people get drunk and they're, you know, so I always tell my kids we should get home early, you know, and stay off the roads. You know, people are, you know, I don't think I've ever been up for the ball to drop, not my thing, right? But Thanksgiving, Bedavka, you know, I feel very, the Hakara Satov, I like, very often it comes out like it does this year, Vayetze, Hapam, Odes Hashem, the Midah of Hakara Satov, and, I feel very, it's a very beautiful thing in many different respects, and, very happy to be part of the society that values Hakara Satov. And it's something that I identify with. So this tshuva of Rav Moshe, again, the Rav Moshe had a very complicated view about things.
Could you give the Mar Mikomis again, Rabbi?
Oh yeah, so it's Orechayim Chelak Beis Chafei. So not without getting into Rav Moshe's sheet about Thanksgiving, because it took him three very long tshuvos to figure out exactly where he came down, which was somewhere kind of in the middle on that issue.
By the way, Jewish people don't wait for the ball to drop. They wait for the other shoe. Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's probably why the ball never resonated with me. So this is Rav Moshe's way of addressing this issue of Tula Be'es Sara, and more generally, what the value that we associate with non-Jews, praying. Obviously, we don't have interfaith prayer. How do we look at their tefillos? How do we think about that as a value from a standpoint of the mitzvos b'nei Noach? So that was something that fascinated Rav Moshe, and it's the subject of this tshuva. And Rav Moshe took a very, I think, forward-leaning position on this matter. So he writes the following, and I apologize again to those on Zoom, and I'm reading very carefully. So, hinei le'inyan ben Noach imechuya b'tfilo. This is the she'ela. Okay, Pashut she'eno mechuyav talu nimnu ba mitzvos dechayavim bnei Noach b'Sanhedrin v'chein lo hizkir haRambam perek tas milachem shechoshe mitzvos dechayavim bnei Noach. So if you look in the Rambam, Rav Moshe says, so it's clear that there's no fundamental obligation for a Gentile to pray. There are seven mitzvos bnei Noach. They are a prohibition against Avodah Zarah. It's a prohibition against Birkas Hashem, cursing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chalila. A prohibition against murder, a prohibition against Arayos, a prohibition against Gezel, a prohibition against Eivor Min HaChai, and a Chi of Dinim, which Rav Reis was talking about on Monday. However you interpret what exactly that Chi of Dinim is, and there's that's not listed there, that there's a Chi of Tadavah. Okay. So the Inyan says with Moshe, Im Yeshlo Mitzvah K'shem Yispala Hashem Yis'ala Nira She'yeshlo Kim Befurish Bekradi She'yahu Ki Beisi Beis Tfilah Yikare L'chol Ha'amin. Perish Rashi Sham, Veloli Yisrael of Adam. So Rav Moshe says, granted that there's no chiyuv, I believe that there's a kiyum. So this is a very lamdish issue. But Rav Moshe is saying that just because there's no chiyuv b'nei Noach doesn't mean that there's no kiyum b'nei Noach. We always talk about the difference between the chiyuv deraisa and the kiyum deraisa. So remember what Reb Chaim said. It's true that the Ramban doesn't maintain that there's a chiyuv daraisa of tefillah b'chol yom, but I, Reb Chaim, am of the belief that even the Ramban would agree that there's a kiyum daraisa, even if there's no chiyuv daraisa. So then came Rav Moshe and said, you know what, Reb Chaim? You say it's true for Jews. I say it's true for non-Jews. I think that a non-Jew, when they daven, is fulfilling the will of God. That's what it means to have a kiyum daraisa. God didn't demand this of them, but that they're doing something that God would be happy about, the Ratzon Hashem. V'imhula geirim, if the pasuk of kibesi beis tefila yikarei l'chol ha'amim was only for geirim, she'yizgairu ha him ki Yisrael mamish. What are we talking about? They're chayev and tarjag. V'zeh nikra li'Yisrael of Adam. L'chein bor shakai gam livnei Noach. Wow. L'neichar shalo nizgairu mekaimin rak mitzvah shachayev b'nei Noach. V'im kein hareyu kimefurash. Sh'af sh'pturim mitfila. There's no chiyuv mikol makom shemispalim Hashem yizbarach osin a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv. Dimlokene is a shevachu b'mash yikra beis tefila yikarei l'cholamim. What was Yeshayahu Navi talking about? Mein la'nachrim shu mitzvah b'tefilasa. U'mistaber b'chashivos te'enu mitzvah osa v'scharzeh. So just like by Jews, we have a concept of gadol mitzvah osa mishena mitzvah osa, but still a good thing to do. So the Rambam says when women learn Torah, they have schar kemishena mitzvah osa. Well, that's, you know, when women sit in the sukkah, when women bench lulav, it's a good thing. So when non-Jews daven, they're not obligated, but it's a very good thing, and they're rewarded as such. Says the Rambam's of the view that a Gentile, as long as he knows that he's not Jewish. Sometimes you have a problem. People think that they're Jewish and they're not Jewish. It's a big problem. But if you have people who know that they're not Jewish, but they want to take on a practice, as long as it's not Shabbos or Talmud Torah, they are allowed to do so and they're given schar. So you have a person who knows that he's a Gentile, but he wants to pray or she wants to pray. It's a very wonderful thing to do. I have many conversations with all kinds of Gentiles on this topic. Say prayer is a very important part of our lives. They say as well, it should be prayer, an important part of everybody's life. You have to connect to God. So Rav Moshe is saying, he's saying in very, very favorable terms, and that's why it's a shevach of kibesi beis tefila yikari l'chol amim, that the Beis HaMikdash was set up as such. The Beis HaMikdash was set up to be a center of prayer, not just for Jews, but a worldwide center of prayer. In fact, you know, Shlomo, if you look in Sefer Melachim, to expand on the Pesukim in Yeshayahu, when Shlomo established the Beis HaMikdash, he talks about the fact that the Jew and Gentile alike, you know, will use the Beis HaMikdash as a kind of a religious center. Yeshayahu, of course, also talks about that they'll say, right, Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah, Devar Hashem Yerushalayim, right, you know, L'chu V'Nala, Beis Hashem, all the non-Jews will say, this is the Nevuah of Yeshayahu. Now you have to appreciate that this is something which is, you know, very, 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 very important. So again, Rav Moshe is being mechadish that even if it's not a chiyuv daraisa, it's a kiyum daraisa by Bnei Noah.
Rabbi,
just one second, Elliot. Just give me one second. I just want to make sure to get Rav Moshe in, and then, God willing, with as much time as we have, we'll take all the questions. I just want to make sure that we do justice. Well, near the fiyanus daiti, do raklik bo achiyav this palel af she'en lo tzorach miyuchah levakei she'ez adavar. Aval k'shemis palel rak she'ez lo tzorach gon she'ez lo chola o she'en lo parnasa k'chiyav manish. Says, but when the individual is really in a crisis, he's sick, or he's destitute. So now Rav Moshe says it's a mamish achiyav for him to daven. Wow. It's a big chiddush. Sometimes Rav Shachter once pointed this out to us. It's really true. Sometimes Rav Moshe, he says big chiddushim without making any announcements about it. You have to sort of be alert for it. So Rav Moshe just said that it's a chiyuv daraisa for non-Jews to daven be'es tzara. Wow. That's a big, not a chiyuv, a big chiyuv, a chiyuv mamish. Wow. So he says, yeah, and I know there are no Gemaras that say so, but it's okay, Rav Moshe says. I said so, and here's why, okay? Right? Mishum dezeu ikar hamuna b'Hashem Yisbarach. Shirak hu anosein parnasa v'rofei cholim. Sheno boteach v'Hashem Yisbarach v'enu mispalda v'rokeinu ma'amin. V'ma'amin bedvarim, take a look at the back here. Acherim v'hamuna b'Hashem Yisbarach af shalo huskar zeh v'minin Hashem mitzvos. It's true, nobody ever said he really asked to believe in God. Big question, what's the status of agnostics? They're not over the Avodah Zarah. Okay. So the Rav Moshe tells you that Avshal Huskes have a minyan Hashem Mitzvos Vada Imulchuyev LaHamin Sharei Av Kiyam Kol Hashem Mitzvos Im Lo Asam Achma Hashem Yizbarach Tziva Behen Batara Befurash Rambam Sham Shelo Nechshavu Kimekayimin Veinu Mei Chassid Eumos HaOlam. So it's true. The Rambam said he can't be a Chassid Meumos HaOlam if he doesn't, let's say, a person observe all the seven mitzvos, but not because he's a big believer. The Rambam says he can't be Mei Chassid Eumos HaOlam. Now Rav Moshe is building from that to saying, so he's really chayav to be a mamin. And what does it mean to be a mamin? To be a mamin means to daven be'es tzara. He's saying from one to the other. Okay? V'im kein behechrech mechuyav lahamin v'Hashem Yisbarach v'gam shenasana taro me'la harei rak menu tzarech levakesh parnasa refuah v'chol davar. So Rav Moshe says, I believe tefillah for Gentiles is a kiyum daraisa. And I believe tefillah be'es tzara for Gentiles is a chiyuv deraisa. By the way, that's, you know, Thanksgiving established, right, during the Civil War, formerly by President Lincoln, a day of prayer and gratitude and thanksgiving. So whole, you know, Rav Moshe, I guess, would be very happy about it. So he doesn't get into that in his Chuvos about the history of Thanksgiving, but I always thought it was interesting. So if you go back to the original Kvios of Lincoln, so the point is, that Rav Moshe is taking a very fascinating view of the Sheva Mitzvos, that the Isra Avodah Zarah is really tantamount to a Chiyuv Lahamin. Once you have a Chiyuv Lahamin, so from there he says it's not too far to say that part and parcel of a Chiyuv Lahamin is the Daven Be'ez Tzara. Because what kind of a Mamin are you if you're not going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ez Tzara when you're out of a job or you're, you know, get a bad diagnosis? So of course you're going to have to express that emuna through tefillah. Upashut, okay. Shavas overim the tefillah rak midrabanan, rak lenin ispalul b'chol yom. Af shein lo tzorach miyuchad avok sheyesh lo adam tzorach miyuchad kmo be'esara yorushu chiyuv min hatorah lispalul. Nobody denies that. Mufurash chin b'ramban sefer mitzvos misasasei simen hey ayin sham chidushim al gabe chidushim al gabe chidushim. So now the Rav Moshe wants to tell you that bivadai is the Ramban's position, that the Ramban in his Hasagos and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos is telling you with certitude that there's an obligation to daven ve'eshtar. Now, we read the Ramban very carefully. We showed that the Ramban says, ulai. The Ramban says, probably it's an asmachta when it says, la'avdo zotar la'avdo zotfila. The Ramban is really hedging. Okay, trust me, if I knew that in the Ramban, Rav Moshe knows it too. But he wants to say, no. The Ramban was sure. Everybody's sure that be'es tzara, there's an obligation to daven. He's expanding that from Jew to Gentile. Mashakasar Ramban Sham, and he says, now let me show you. Mashadarsha b'sivrei lo'avdo zot tefillah asmachtehi, olomar hashem ichlal ha'avodah shenispalu la'be'es tzara, shemashar l'chor hashem isakalo, right, that it's really a suffix for the Ramban. Eina suffix, no. Friedman misunderstood the Ramban. Eina suffix shemagam li'ispalu be'es tzara, The Ramban can't possibly have meant what he said. David on that pasuk in Tanakh. I would say because he violated maybe mitzvah derabanan, but no, can't be that. We know that he hid the sefer refuos because people weren't davening. Why would you hide the sefer refuos? Everybody agrees. So when the Ramban says that maybe it's an asmachta, the imulai, the kavana saraban, misveiko, yesh lafarish hakral zev mishum, da af below kra yadinan zev mitam, da humei kare hamuna, maybe drasha sa sifre mila abdo zo tfila, vechrech al kol ayamim, af shalo be esat zarech. Zeu le didei rak asmachta. So all that Rav Moshe meant to say, all that the Ramban, excuse me, Rav Moshe says, meant to express ambivalence over, it's true that the Ramban expresses ambivalence, is just what the sourcing for this idea is. Maybe it's this pasuk, and maybe it's that pasuk. But in terms of the, you know, fundamental idea of tefillah be'esar being a din d'oraisa, Rav Moshe says there's no way the Ramban could have ever doubted that, because that is me'ikare ha'amuna. Because how could it be that a person is a ma'amin without also being a mispalel be'esar? One simply implies the other. Again, these are chidushim, agave chidushim, incredible chidushim that Rav Moshe is saying. He's saying it's not just true of Jews, it's true of Gentiles. There's a chiyuv daraisa for a Gentile to daven be'es tzara, just like, of course, there's a chiyuv daraisa for a Jew to daven be'es tzara. So again, with all due respect to Rav Moshe says to the Minchas Chinuch and to the language of the Ramban itself, this is his incredible conviction. So you have an amazing tshuva of Moshe. Rav Moshe says, every single day for a Gentile to daven, I believe, is a kiyum deraisa. What do you think? Wow. An amazing, amazing tshuva. And so when people in this world pray, that's a very important thing. When people should be encouraged to pray and to have a relationship with God. And we see prayer as a very important part of society. We do. We're prayerful people, and we want very much for people to feel connected to the master of the universe in that respect. Rav Moshe, based on an incredibly innovative reading of the Ramban, wants to say that it's an absolute certitude that there's a chiyuv daraisa for Jew and non-Jew alike to daven be'es tzara, because it's a matter of ikari emuna. You can't be a ma'amin at all and not turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu be'es tzara. It's sort of the inverse of there's no atheists in a foxhole, right? So if somebody is in a foxhole and they're not davening, memela, they're an atheist, okay? And they're not fulfilling the mitzvah of emunah b'Hashem. And that's true for not just Jews, where we have the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha, but Rav Moshe's idea was not only that it's aser for non-Jews to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but they really have to be ma'aminim. Now again, it is true that the Rambam said to be classified as mechaside umos ha'olam, you have to do, you know, the mitzvos b'nei Noach out of a sense of belief. But a person could say, okay, I'm not mechaside umos ha'olam. You know, I won't be in the VIP section, but I'm also not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So for Rav Moshe, those boundaries are not so significant, clearly. And you have this incredibly remarkable, you know, perspective that Rav Moshe was advocating, you know, regarding the importance of having a prayerful, society. So again, this is a very, fascinating, a very fascinating issue for us to consider, I think, especially at this time of year. We'll hear a lot about it, but in any event, I'll just mention that it's a very, you know, mechudish reading of the Ramban. It's an extremely mechudish reading of the Ramban. It's also, you know, takes somebody of Rav Moshe's stature to stipulate these things as if they're muskam lakol. It sounds like the Ramban really was saying something much more circumspect. But I do want to make an observation in conclusion and then give people the final word over here. Probably the weight of evidence from the Gemara, going back to the beginning of the sugya that we started a week ago Monday, is that tefillah is a mitzvah derabbanan. You have an explicit Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches, you have an explicit Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf, you have explicit Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Hey. You have so many Gemaras where the Ramban proves that tefillah is a mitzvah derabbanan, it's not a mitzvah deraisa. He's willing to contemplate the possibility that it could be a mitzvah deraisa under specific conditions, but to contemplate, not more than that. But what did we see in the sugya? Number one, the Rambam, who knew all these Gemaras much better than we do, says, I think it's a mitzvah deraisa daven every single day, despite all that. Reb Chaim says, I think that the Ramban would agree that even though you can't say it's an obligation, but there's certainly a kiyum. Davening is really important. When people daven, they're certainly fulfilling something, not just at a rabbinic level, at a Torah level. And then Rav Moshe comes along and says, I think that's true of non-Jews also. So what do you see here? I think you have to almost be blind not to see it. That even though there's a huge, huge, huge amount of evidence that tefillah is a mitzvah derabbanan, the Gemara many, many, many times says tefillah is a mitzvah derabbanan, it's not a mitzvah deraisa. Any sensitive student of the sugya realizes that there's a great impetus to elevate tefillah. The Rambam elevated tefillah to mitzvah deraisa b'chol yom. Rav Chaim says, Kiyum daraisa l'shita saramban. Rav Moshe says, even for non-Jews. So you see that there's a great instinct across the generations to say, it can't be that prayer is only a rabbinic institution. And even though this is a challenge to view, I think it should be a very inspirational thing. That there's something that, you know, it's almost like an override mechanism, that to fly in the face of all the Gemaras and say that the instinct towards prayer is a very powerful instinct. The instinct towards wanting to elevate tefillah to be a mitzvah d'oraisa, that there's something so foundational about the importance of, you know, being omed lifnei Hashem. So that will be a perfect segue, I think, for us into the next sugya, which is, well, what are the origins of tefillah? Tefillos avos tiknum, tefillah keneged tzmidim tiknum. And a parallel phenomenon that you see taking place in that sugya as well, where tefillah, in the end of the day, as we'll see, is inseparable from the Jewish nation itself. You know, Avram Tikein Tefillah Shachar. So we can't imagine ourselves without tefillah. It's something that is so foundational to our self-understanding. So what I would tell you in conclusion in the sugya is really that even though there's a lot of evidence that we may only be dealing with the rabbinic institution, by the time you're done with Rav Moshe's tshuva, you know, you really see a very strong netiya to say, this has to be a daraisa. It has to be daraisa for all human beings. Human life without tefillah is hard to contemplate. And whatever one thinks about that from an intellectual standpoint, I have to say it's very impressive from a spiritual standpoint. And the drive towards prayer is a very meaningful drive at the most basic human level. And I have to say, you know, I find this tshuva to be a very meaningful thing. You know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested not only in my tefillos, not only in our tefillos, but that a society that's a prayerful society, a society that takes the idea of prayer seriously and wants to commit itself, I think is a very meaningful thing. The halavai that more people, in society would value prayer however they choose to express it. I think it's a very important thing. And I'll just mention that even though there are great differences, there are very great differences that exist, I find that in my life, I have a very strong point of connection with people from many different walks of life around prayer. When I meet people, there's a gentleman here who's our security guard. He's here on the weekends. The shul, and his mother happens. She's African American lady. She has cancer right now, very serious diagnosis. I speak to her pretty often, She talks to me a lot about prayer, her prayer, the role of prayer in her life, the importance of prayer. She's always making sure that I'm praying for her. She says that she's a big believer in rabbinic prayer. That's what she tells me. But there's a common language, I have to say, that it's a very meaningful thing to hear a person who says, it's in God's hands and these kinds of things. I find it to be very meaningful at a personal level, and for me this tshuva of Rav Moshe is very meaningful as well, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely invested in Kol Boi Olam, in their prayers, and he's wants to be connected to them in this fashion. He wants them to reach out to him in prayer, and that's to me one of the milos, so to speak, of Thanksgiving as well. It's a day of, as it was originally formulated, of prayer and Thanksgiving. They in the Black Friday sales, which I now understand that there's a reason Makdim and the Mitzvahs, which now started already, but they'll just say Thanksgiving. They don't say a day of prayer and Thanksgiving, but Od Chazon LaMoed, that will be Zocha to one day the restoration of the full name, a day of prayer and Thanksgiving. So let me just give her the last word.